Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to Wise Money. This is Leanne and Gar Lenander inviting you to join us now as we go over some important topics. And the important topic today has to do with behind the scenes in regarding insurance. Garwin, you can pick it up from there.
One of the things that most people don't seem to realize is how involved it is getting a contract issued for somebody. It's more than just putting your name on a piece of paper and then having the company look at it and say, yep, we're going to issue the contract. And I'm particularly talking now about life insurance, disability, and long-term care. It is a complicated process that takes a lot of time. Unfortunately, we agents get probably as excited about time wasted there as the client does, but it does take a lot of time. When you put an application into a company, they go through a series of steps that they have to follow.
All you see is your time with the agent. He or she has to go ahead and figure out what you need, how much you need, and then they have to process it from there. The steps are much more difficult as we get into the whole picture.
Obviously, the application goes into the company. The company creates a file. Then they look at the application, and they order a physical, probably. They will order APSs, attending physician statements, from your doctors and all the doctors you've probably seen in the last 5 years. And then they do something called the Medical Information Bureau, the MIB check. And that is a bureau in, I think it's in Boston, if I remember right. But every time you go to the doctor sends your records to the MIB.
Therefore, what he's trying to tell you, too, is when they go through and take information for that insurance application, whatever it may be, it's not looked at just by you and by your agent. It's looked at in a broad area.
So then they look at all this information. Then they look, of course, at your age and some of the things they have to look at, the sex, and they determine you would classify or fall into a category of, and I'm going to call it X. And X, based on your age, we have a rate for that person at that age.
Which is how much they're going to charge
you. Now, most people say, well, my health is good. I haven't been to the doctor for a long time. I should be standard, or I should be preferred. I'm boom, boom, boom. Well, no. When was the last time you had a serious medical? Well, I had a stroke 4 years ago. That's not good. I do have a little diabetes. That doesn't really count, but it does count. And my father and my mother both died of strokes. Ooh, that's not good.
Family history really counts.
Very important. So when you wind all those things together, you may not be as good of shape that you thought you were. And the rating comes down, and then they look at it, you look at it as a client and say, nah, that's not right. It's not fair. Unfortunately, they're right most of the time. I just had a situation the other day where a fellow turned down an application that I turned in. His term rates were going to go up. We wrote a new contract for him, and I quoted him a rate which I thought he probably would get. Unfortunately, it came back table four, which was $400 a year more than he thought he should pay, and he wouldn't take it. Nothing I can do about it. But he did have a stroke, and he had diabetes. He had quite severe diabetes. I thought it was a very fair, after the medical showed what his health was.
Now, there are different insurance companies that will cover you in different ways.
There are many companies that will. There are some companies that absolutely will not take anybody with diabetes. They just won't do it. Other ones say, we will take it. We're going to pay more money than normal, but we will take people with diabetes. Same thing with strokes. Same thing with heart attacks. Heart is no longer an absolute turndown for insurance. Now, we're talking life, health, and disability. I'm not talking auto or anything like that. But heart attacks or heart bypasses, things like that, no, those can be insured now.
The other thing that a lot of people look at, too, is how you're dealing with mentally.
That's a tough one to go to, Leanne.
But they do go ahead and ask questions about it.
Oh, they ask questions about it. And obviously, particularly the long-term care, cognitive impairment is the big killer in writing long-term care in long-term care insurance. Any form of mental problems, that's politically incorrect way of saying it, but that's unfortunately what it is. They just won't write it.
They're being very, very careful because they're protecting the insurance company.
And their ability to pay claims.
And their ability to pay claims, because if they have too many claims, what happens is financially they can't stand behind those claims. Therefore, they are getting pickier and pickier, whether they're dealing with your mental health, whether they're dealing with your physical health. Whether you're dealing with your occupation, too, they will look at things like that.
That's another one I never even mentioned, is your occupation. Obviously, thing for life insurance, they really don't care much about your occupation, unless you were a steeplejack or something like that. But that is certainly important in disability. As Craig said last week, that's very, very important in disability, and to a somewhat lesser degree in long-term care.
Let's back up for a minute, and you've written the policy. And they ask for a physical. Generally, what happens when they ask for a physical?
Typically, unless it's for a very large life insurance contract, a visiting nurse will come out. And she will take your vitals, your blood pressure, ask you the health questions, to get a sample of your urine and your blood, and send it in to a lab. She doesn't do anything with it. She just sends it into a lab. And the lab will then report it to the insurance company.
They also look at your weight. They look at your height. They look at the whole picture.
Right. Yeah. Unfortunately, we as Americans do not have a tendency to be underweight. We have a tendency to be overweight. And one of the things that's interesting is life insurance companies like you to weigh the same as you did when you graduated from high school.
And that's a non-issue, is it? It doesn't stick.
Even Jenna's giggling in the back there. It doesn't work that way. But that would be the ideal. Now, I do have a couple of pounds over my high school graduating weight. Well,
we won't go there.
A lot more than a couple.
Let's talk also more about the job of the underwriter, because so often they wonder where the stuff goes. You have explained that they send it in and then it works through different channels. Talk about the underwriter, because I think that's an important person that they don't understand totally.
The underwriter really looks at the broad picture. They don't look at the application as Garwin Lenander. They look at it just as a piece of paper, and they look at the history, the medical, the MIB report, and they look at it to say, gee, does this fit into what we want as a client so that we can keep this client on the books and continue to make money and pay the claim when the claim will result, because there will be a claim down the road, unless it's long-term care or disability, there will be a death claim somewhere down the road. So they look at the big picture. Now, sometimes they will bring in other members of the underwriting to go through, can we really issue this? Agents like me will whine and cry about it and say, gee, can't you do something for me? We really need this case, particularly if it's a large life case. But it's really up to the underwriter typically. And then, of course, they do have reinsurance, which we never even talked about, where they will lay off part of the risk to another company. If they don't feel that they want to hold all that risk, they will actually literally sell it off. Now, as far as you're concerned as a client, you don't realize that. But the risk is off, shipped to another company. And this other company then will automatically take this extra risk. And this is particularly done in large life insurance contracts.
Some companies, in fact, will actually work with you with certain illnesses versus other companies who won't.
Absolutely. Just because company A turns you down for a problem, don't quit there. Shop around. Make your agent shop around a little bit. Some of the direct writers, guys who work for certain companies, are only allowed to write with a company. Well, don't quit there. Find another broker and shop this out, because there are companies that have specialty risk departments, and they will take things that some companies just won't talk about.
Now, really, does it make any difference the kind of insurance you buy, whether it's term insurance or cash building program? Does it make any difference for the underwriter which kind of insurance it is? It really doesn't.
It really does not make any difference. You're talking now life insurance. You're talking about a net amount at risk. And now, unless you're talking about a single premium life product, then that's different, because now we're taking in a lump sum of money of $50,000 or $100,000. And the death benefit's only going to be $147,610. Then they're only underwriting the $47,000. But if you have $100,000 a term, that's $100,000 a term or $100,000 a whole life. It's all the same. The risk is all the same to the company.
One of the things that always worries people, too, is the fact that once my insurance company combines with another company or is sold, what happens to that insurance policy?
Nothing. That simple. Nothing. You're still insured. Everything that you have in the contract is still valid. Just because Company A sells themselves to Company B or B buys A, nothing happens to your contract. You still pay your premiums. Your death benefit is still available, or your long-term care policy is still available. It is nothing. The claim is going to be there. When there's a claim time, that will be paid.
Let's talk for just a second. We only have a couple minutes to go, about claims. When somebody has a claim, what are the steps that person has to go through?
Obviously, if it's a death claim or a disability or long-term care, the company needs information.
Adequate information. As quickly as possible.
As quickly as possible. If somebody's going to go into a long-term care facility, the quicker you notify the company, the quicker you're going to get money. And so I'm counseling one of my clients right now, his daughter. She and I have been talking, and there's something that we need to get the claim forms out. Well, maybe we shouldn't do it now. Maybe dad's not ready. No, let's get the claim form. Let's get it started. We don't necessarily have to be drawing money yet, but get the paperwork done, so when we're going to be able to draw money, we are done. We don't have to play paperwork games.
And there is a lot of paperwork, and there's a lot of delays, because those insurance companies want to be absolutely positive have to go forward.
They have to go forward. So they can't. You don't want them to be shuffling back and forth and say, well, we need more of this and more of that and some more of this, and we need some more information from the doctor. We want that all in so that when the claim is valid, we get money. It's that simple.
Do you ever go ahead and take out an insurance application on two companies at once for the same individual?
I've done it. I don't like to, because the companies don't like it.
Okay, that's a good reason not to do that.
The companies don't like it. It's better not to do it, but it's done occasionally. We're drawing to the close. Leanne, any more quick tidbits?
The important thing is you do cover yourself adequately with insurance, because that covers your assets, and it's important that you be realistic about what you've got and where you want to go and what you need for insurance.
If you have any questions, call us at 651-436-3997.
And the other number is 651-365-5000. Thank you for joining us. Join us next week.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.